عنصرچی میشه.
Elements. Five elements. Yes, I agree so far. We were all born as the body and mind through the five elements. Because there is nothing but five elements, which brings us to another class. Okay. Now let's go back and see what is sustaining these five elements. And you will find out that is also universal, but not the mind. It's the universal truth, the universal I. God Almighty, follow me, is really, really good. Universal I. It needs time. You know, every one of you, whether you admit it or not, thought you knew when you came here the first week or second week or the first time. You said, I'm getting it. Next year came around, you said, oh my God, I'm getting it. 6 months later, you said, Jesus, I'm getting it. What is happening is we're peeling the onion. We're peeling the onion. Sometimes makes us even cry.
I was going to say that's one of the things that really, well, my meditation is that it's like, wow, every time I have a good meditation, I have a realization.
Good it, for you.
Well, I mean, is that supposed to happen, right?
Mm. Are you kidding me?
She almost spit on herself.
Yes.
I mean, it's
you know,
like
in my meditation, I'm going to confess something to you. You heard me make a noise?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
My breath was taken away because something really, 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 really powerful came through. It's like a birth of a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't got disgusted it. But it takes your breath away. It just, of course you can have it. You know why you make a realization in silence? Do you know why?
Because you're connected to your, to that source, right? To that, to the
because
oneness.
The voice of truth is spoken in the silence.
Okay.
How does Phil feels about you? What differences do you see in Martha? You can complain if you want to.
She gets a lot of rest.
Ooh, right, a lot of rest.
Yeah, no, I really do. I can see it. You know, they said yogis say that the eyes are the gateway to the soul. It is really true. It is really, really true. And you can see the depth of your eyes. Even if you look at yourself in a mirror, you see there has more depth. I mean, it changed the color of my eyes. My eyes was black when I started it. Now in the sunny day, it's really, really light. I mean, noticeably light.
That's interesting because before I was taking this class, I would be quick to anger.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been here, it's really helped me a lot.
Yes.
But I noticed that when I was angry, my eyes were dark brown. I mean,
yeah.
It was just so dark.
Yeah.
And when I was happy and...
It's lighter.
And, oh, they were like green, like they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, they were like a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. So
it's very true because, yes, it does. Baba says the anger is like a papilla, spreads poison into the system and it can discolorate stuff. And you didn't sit down, I didn't criticize you for your anger, I didn't say go home and don't be angry. We didn't talk about anybody's character, including my own. What we did is when you bring light, the darkness has no room.
Mm-hmm.
automatically. We don't push it. Just imagine if we brought a barrel, a wheelbarrow, and tried to take the darkness and take it away. And this is, most people do that. But that's not how it's done. You bring the light of wisdom, and the darkness will go. The controlling would go. The anger would go. The jealousy would go. The possessiveness will go. Why? Because it was product of the mind, and we know we are not going with it. So the product goes into emptiness. I have people, really, I'm honestly telling you the truth. I talked to someone that is introduced this type of teaching through the conferences we have, maybe 4 times. And I talked to her yesterday. She said, I'm living now. She says, I can't tell you, I am living. I am so happy. I am so free. Now, she hasn't even understood it completely at all. What it is that it was so much like this, that this much freedom made her look like she got it. Until she gets this much more and this much more. It's like another lady called me a couple of days, a very loving lady, I love her very much. And she called me and she said, you know, I've been watching your DVDs for 2.5 years and it's been unbelievable and I thought I knew it all. So I didn't watch it for a while. And she called me and she says, just a few hours ago I watched it and I started hitting myself. I said, I can't believe how I know now. And she was right. She did know to her own capacity. She says, now, why would it take me that long? I said, it didn't take you long. From the beginning, there was a click. Why is the result is like this? Because it is the universal mind and it is the sword of the truth. It has to work. Whoever holds this sword will cut it from the roots. I know Ida for quite some time, and she has been put to many, many little tests, particularly lately. And the test doesn't mean punishment, it just means to prove it to herself she has the strength. And whether she screamed and pulled her hair, she did it. You know, where before it would have been different. All of us, myself, I mean, all of us. So the truth is one, and whoever stands under the shadow of this tree of truth will realize that it's one with the tree, one with the truth. I am totally amazed. I can't tell you. I guess we're a small group. I can share a little bit of myself because I'm always talking about the truth and never talks about Satyam, which is another synonym for that. But I'm amazed. I really am amazed. It surpassed my highest expectation of what would have come out of this little mission that was given to me. I'm amazed at how well it works. Not because I make it work, because it is the most perfect thing in.
So how are you defining mission?
You mean, you're talking about me? This, why did I open my mouth? that's secret, I can say. No, seriously, honestly, God, you know, it's a secret because I want to keep it secret. It's something that was given to me some years ago. And I don't want to explain it, but we see the results, you know? We see the results. And I know one thing that is obvious in my approach to the classes and to other people out of the classes is that when you embody the truth, you cannot fail. But be aware if you don't embody it consciously. Do not open your mouth. Because you won't have the power of transformation. When you become the embodiment of who you really are consciously, you have obligation at in certain times to be the light for others. And this is what is happening to all of us. And I've grown since I've been here. Absolutely, it's not just you guys. I've grown to expanding my opening so that it could come, to not struggle with not wanting to do it. So I'm grateful to all of you, I really am, because I always say to my dear friends, Iranian friends, I say, just imagine if a Picasso did the most magnificent piece and there was nobody to see it or appreciate it or benefit from it. The painting was just as good as that. Just imagine that Bach composed the most beautiful, which he has. Everybody else was deaf too. It would have been a waste of that piece of music. So it's all both ways. It's a two-way street. Namaste. Let's eat.
Namaste.